to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program on the great RBN Radio Network. Good to be back with you, folks. Very much good to be back with you this Sunday. A lot of things going on. We have to get this thing stopped, this Law of the Sea Treaty, folks, because it destroys our sovereignty as a nation. We have to fund it. You and I are going to get hit up in our paychecks with funding this. And it's horrendous. It's more anti-Christ world government building a program is what it is. That's why the Bush administration is for it and pushing within the next three weeks, that is. In the next 3 weeks, the Bush administration wants this ratified, and they're pushing and pushing to get it ratified. Let's go back here and talk about Senator Jim Webb now. Where did I leave off? Yeah, we were talking about that the military cannot be affected on the high seas, our U.S. military and intelligence activities on the high sea. If the treaty is so definitive, it says here, and I'm reading from Cliff Kincaid's article, September 30th, from newswithviews.com, if you want to pick this up. Newswithviews.com, September 30th, Cliff Kincaid, great article on the Law of the Sea Treaty here, folks. But he says here, if the treaty is so definitive and clear, then why is there a need for 24 declarations and understandings being put in it by the U.S.? To make matters worse, these declarations and understandings have no legal validity under the treaty whatsoever. So we're being schmoozed again, folks. They say, oh, don't worry about the treaty. We're going to put in these 24 declarations and understandings so that it'll make it better. Well, they don't tell you that this is not, those 24 declarations of understandings will not be a legal part of the treaty. The Department of Defense official admits his error. Here's some of the exchange on this point. Senator Vitter. Who decides what is and what is not a military activity on the sea? Negroponte. We will decide that. Yeah, sure, folks. Under this treaty, they've already given away our ability to decide that to these international resolution and arbitrary panels. Okay, just like in NAFTA, we don't decide anything. It goes to these independent, appointed tribunals if we have any disagreement whatsoever, and we lose every time. So Negroponte is lying again. He says, we'll decide that. We consider that within our sovereign prerogative. Folks, this Negroponte ought to be horsewhipped. Ought to be horsewhipped. Because he's lying, horribly lying. He's giving up our sovereignty, totally giving up our sovereignty, and now he makes the stupid statement, we consider that within our sovereign prerogative. Senator Vitter, where does the treaty say that we decide that? And an arbitral body does not decide that. He caught him again, folks. It doesn't say it. Deputy Secretary of Defense Gordon England, he comes out and says, my understanding, and I'll ask my lawyer behind me, that that's in the treaty, that we make that determination, and it's not subject to review by anyone else. Senator Vitter, it's not in the treaty, because I point to Article 298, there where it simply says, disputes concerning military activities are not subject to dispute resolution. But it doesn't say who decides what is and what is not a military activity. England, you're right. So Secretary of Defense Gordon England says, you're right. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
It's a pit of liars. It's just a pit of snakes and liars here. Negroponte, Deputy Secretary of Defense Gordon England, all of them are getting up before the Senate and just lying their face off, okay? And yet they're not being prosecuted for that, but they're getting caught, praise God, by Senator Vitter up here. They're getting caught in all the lies. He's really studied this thing, praise God. Once again, an administration witness had been caught saying something that was not true. When Senator Vitter asked whether the U.S. considered intelligence activity to be a military activity, England said he thought so, but quickly motioned to his lawyer to come forward. But his lawyer didn't seem in any rush to come to the microphone because Senator Vitter's eating them alive and exposing their lies. Bellinger piped in that it would be up to us. Vitter countered that other signatories to the treaty will disagree with us, leading to inevitable disputes about what the U.S. could do. Exhibiting an arrogant streak, Bellinger told Senator Bob Croker that the U.S. had effective lawyers and we're likely to win most of these disputes. Yeah, with NAFTA, we haven't won a single one, folks. He said each side picks arbitrators in a dispute, but neglected to mention that the UN Secretary General also picks some of these arbitrators. Most of the members of the UNC Treaty Organization, like members of the UN itself, come from an anti-American bloc. Despite And because of our wars and our torture and our murdering of a million Iraqis now, folks, murdering a million Iraqi civilians, there's more anti-American nations out there than ever before now. Despite Billinger's confidence in the ability of the legal profession, our legal profession, it is political power and anti-Americanism that will decide these outcomes of these disputes. That is why, except on the U.N. Security Council, where the U.S. has a veto, U.N. decisions almost always go against America and our economic and security interests. Billinger told the Senate that the U.S. has a seat on the Council of International Seabed Authority, the ISA, and has a veto over its decisions. This is a body that collects taxes, fees, and royalties, said Billinger, and Negroponte then decides how to distribute them. Later, however, Billinger conceded that the decisions of the council will be made through consensus. And we have no independent veto, which makes our so-called veto subservient to the dictates of the rest of the members. Of course, a liberal U.S. president such as Hillary Clinton, whose executive branch will probably determine the American vote on the council, would most likely go along with the consensus anyway. Once it gets in its hands on profits from the exploration of oil, sea, gas, and minerals, which are totally now going to be from the ocean and the seas under the hands of the UN, the ISA could give billions of dollars to the anti-American third world. With this kind of money changing hands, it seems inevitable that another oil-for-food type scandal could develop. There is no provisions in the treaty for monitoring the ethical behavior of law-of-the-sea treaty bureaucrats and employees. Administration officials falsely and repeatedly claimed that the international bodies set up by the treaty have no official involvement in the United Nations or involvement with the United Nations. In fact, the International Seabed Authority and International Tribunal of the Law of the Sea have written and formalized agreements with the UN. Their employees even belong to the UN Pension Fund. And the treaty itself has numerous references to the authority of the UN inside it, emphasizing how the pact is to be implemented in accordance with the UN Charter. Folks, there's another two pages of this. I'm going to send you two. I don't have time to go over the whole thing with you. But my heavens, folks, we have to call our senators again and get this thing stopped, this Law of the Sea Treaty, okay? We just have to do it. We want to thank Cliff Kincaid for coming on and with newswithviews.com and doing one wonderful article that describes the horrendous nature of this sovereignty-ending legislation, this Law of the Sea Treaty. We have to jump on this Monday morning, folks, and make sure the same thing doesn't happen that happened with the hate crimes legislation. I pray that you'll do that. Okay, we got a full board of calls up here, folks, so we're going to start taking some calls right away. Let's go to Dan in Alabama. Dan, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello. I got a question about the, do you remember the ERA when it passed?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it all approved, and then it went to the states, and the states didn't approve it, so it was killed.
Right.
And the same thing happened in Right to Work. They put that through. But the states killed that.
Uh-huh.
On the Constitution, the Congress will make the laws of the land, and then it has to go to the vote of the people.
Well, I don't think this treaty has to do that, brother.
The treaty may not, but I think hate crimes might.
Right. Well, that's so a possibility.
That's a possible that the people.
But I don't think they'll do it because over 40 states already has hate crime laws in our 50-state system. They already have their own hate crimes laws, and so I just can't see it being passed their own hate crimes legislation, which is horrendous in 40 states.
They don't realize.
I don't think they're going to have a problem with the federal hate crimes legislation, brother, so we'll see what happens.
I think one time hate crime laws were brought up, and the Supreme Court said it violates the First Amendment. So I think they killed it. I don't know how why.
Sure
it,
does. There's no question about that. No question about that, Dan. It does violate the First Amendment. But the Bill of Rights are silly, old, and antiquated to our congressmen and senators today, and certainly the White House.
I heard one this morning on this news, and George Will was saying that a third party may come in at later on this year. And then
yeah.
a really quick step all over, he says, oh, you mean Ralph Nader? I laugh at that.
Well, if they want a third party to come in to take votes away from Ron Paul. So they're going to push for a third party for sure.
Ron Paul might be the third party.
Well, no, he's doing well on the Republican ticket. He's doing better than anybody.
They're controlled by the New World Order. They're going to try the Republican Party. They'll vote.
Well, they'd love to see Ron Paul go to a third party because that would mean he'd lose then, you know. Yeah.
I think it's such overwhelming for Paul now that I think that he'll be wrote in. People can write, the states can write his name in.
Yeah.
I think he'll wipe the Democrat and Republican out.
Well, we're going to see these electronic voting machines if we don't stand up against them, and there'll be no way to write in his name.
Mm.
It'll only be the two top CFR members that'll be running in the Republican and Democratic ticket. Unless we make some changes here and we raise enough cane to get Ron Paul, who will be leading the pack, on the ballot.
Yeah, that's the most
important thing. We'll see. But hopefully we can get rid of these electronic voting machines, because he'll lose hands down if he is even on the ballot, because they'll just manipulate the votes through the computer system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we get rid of the voting machines.
Me too, Dan. God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Great.
Take
Goodbye.
Care now. Okay, let's go to Brother George in Florida. George, welcome to the program.
Yes, Alice. On this hate crimes legislation, I got a little bit of a different take on it. And I'm just assuming a worst-case scenario.
Okay.
Bush is under pressure to pass this amnesty bill. Because they're on a timeline.
Right.
And like I say, he might sign this hate crime legislation that when he does put through amnesty through, that the La Raza, the LULAC, the Metro crowd will use that hate crime law to shut down websites like Grassfire, Numbers USA, VDare, to keep them from getting the word out, to silence their opposition to amnesty.
Yes. Very likely. Very likely, because that is... Legislation, the hate crimes legislation, is for the evil globalists, and they will use it. They'll manipulate it to shut down anything that they don't like or anything that doesn't like them. So you're right, George.
Yes, I mean, another thing, congratulations to Ron Paul. He has raised over $1 million, and I'm challenging all the listeners.
Uh-huh.
That there was a challenge out that originally that was $500,000. And
yeah.
Everybody, and then he raised the challenge to $1 million. So I'm just asking all listeners to go to ronpaul2008.com, and let's give ourselves a challenge from $1.5 million to $2 million, which exceed our his expectations.
Well, that's not much money in a presidential campaign, brother. So, yes, we need to do that, George, and give out that website again.
It's ronpaul2008.com.
Okay, ronpaul2008.com.
Yes. Good. And
yeah, we need $15-20 million in there, because he's got to run, and my goodness gracious, we have governor races that spend $20 million just to win a governor's race, you know? So $2 million is nothing in a presidential race. So, George, thank you, and we'll ask our callers to call in and pledge as much as they can and as often as they can to try to give him the funds to become our next president. Thank you, George.
Death to the New World Order.
Death to the New World Order. Right on. Okay, we'll be right back, and we'll come to John in Tennessee and then Ernie in Virginia. Stay tuned, John and Ernie. We'll be right back with you.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you on this Sunday, and I don't think I gave this out a second time. We'll just ask our callers to just hang on just a minute here. We will be back in just a minute. I just want to give out this Cliff Kincaid. Senator Vitter leaves assault on UNC Treaty website again. It's newswithviews1word.com. Okay, www.newswithviews1word.com. And go to Cliff Kincaid and Senator Vitter leads assault on UNC Treaty. Now, let's go right to who we got on here. John in Tennessee. John in Tennessee, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, buddy. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
An old retired cop in Idaho and a truck driver in Tennessee.
Okay.
And we're able to see through the baloney.
Yeah.
What's really going on in these highly educated individuals in Washington have no clue.
Right.
For some reason, Jack, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the reason... The reason I called, and basically what I'm saying is I believe they're a part of it, either ignorantly or intentionally. They are a part of the problem.
Right.
You know, this
true.
Law of the Sea Treaty that we're talking about, and the North American Union, everything that seems to be accelerating at such a pace today and in the last couple of years.
It's true.
I wondered where it came from, and I thought, why on earth? Who would think of this stuff, you know? So I got a hold of a book. It's called The Architects of Conspiracy by William Hoare. The subtitle is An Intriguing History.
Huh.
And I'm reading this book, and if I can, I'd like to give you a few quick quotes from the book.
Okay.
You talked
right
a minute
ahead.
Ago about sovereignty.
Yeah.
There's a woman by the name of Vera Dean back in the 1800s that was talking to a Congress of American Women. She told the foreign delegates attending the meeting of this group that they must, quote, whittle away their conception of national sovereignty. And then another one real quick is this guy named Cecil Rhodes that I'm sure no one on RBN has heard of, with Robbie Noel. is known to have engaged in assorted conspiracies to encourage a merger of the United States and Britain. Andrew Carnegie saw the establishment of regional governments as a first step toward the New World Order. In Carnegie's words, quote, let men say what they will. I say that as surely as the sun in the heavens once shone upon Britain and America united, so surely it is one morning to rise, shine upon and greet again the reunited states, the British American Union.
Yeah.
And then here's another quote from Carnegie from the 1941 yearbook of the Carnegie Endowment. Quote, it is this kind of planning for a new world order on a cooperative basis which furnishes the constructive program of the peace movement. Further on, says Carnegie, supported the Continental Union movement founded in the 1880s.
Uh-huh.
By a British named Goldwin Smith to combine the United States, and guess who, Jack? Canada.
Oh.
This is nothing new. You know, they called it a race alliance of the English-speaking people, which he said would become a Kriegsverein, or literally a war union with power so overwhelming that its exercise would never be necessary.
Yeah.
So we wonder what's behind these things, and here we go. Let me give you a couple more real quick.
Okay.
Tell me who I'm talking about. Let's see here. So he set up his own national police force and corps of special agents, an organization for surveillance and stamping out of anti-fascism. They bugged telephones, reported on all who received mail from abroad, and even filed reports on graffiti in public lavatories. That's Mussolini.
Mussolini, yeah.
That's also America in 2007, Jack.
That's right. That's right. Yep, they like the fascists, they like the Nazis and the fascists in our government.
I know, Jack, I know I sound like fruitcake, but facts is facts.
Facts
and the only
facts.
Thing shocking is the truth.
Yeah.
Both Hitler and Mussolini pioneered new domestic programs, which today's left could feel comfortable. These include, listen now, federal welfare, national health care, loopholes for inside interests, gun control, federal control of education, youth indoctrination, public schools, maybe, and daycare, national economic planning, and massive deficit spending.
Yeah, that's 2007.
Are we going down the same path, or are we, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, and I know Ernie's going to have something to add to this.
Yeah.
I'm not a brilliant guy. I'm a truck driver.
Yeah.
That is in a lifelong search. Now that these scales that have been on my eyes for so long have come off, the rest of my life, my brother, I'm going to be looking for truth.
Well, good,
and if
brother.
If truth goes against what I've been taught as a kid coming up in this, what I believe is a great, great, great nation, if we'll take it back.
Amen, brother.
We've been sleeping for so long, Jack, that we're losing the very thing that my father was in Africa over and my wife's uncle was in at Normandy over, and my great 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 uncle Sparkman was in the Revolutionary War over. We're losing
right.
it.
Yeah.
We have ourselves
hey, John.
To blame.
Trucker John, listen, man, you're brilliant. You're like me. Only 2 years of college, no degree, but I've been studying this for 28 years now.
Well,
and
I'm
John,
looking forward.
Got,
I'm looking got, forward to what Ernie
wisdom
has to
and
say.
Knowledge, brother John. And call back again sometime. God bless you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
We're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, and, oh, man, we got some things to talk about here, but we got the government trying to pass a bill to take the guns away from our returning vets, okay? And my wife happens to be one of those returning vets from the first Gulf War who has PTSD, but we'll get into that after we talk to our brother Ernie from Virginia, our combat warrior from the streets of Virginia. Welcome back, Ernie.
Thank
you,
Jack.
Hope you're doing fine, brother.
Thank you. I'm doing fine, and thanks for the comments from John in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And like John, in my lifelong search for the truth, I've read many history books and tried to connect the dots over time. And one book I would recommend is Rule by Secrecy by Jim Mars.
Oh, yes.
And a very good book, and he ties together the Trilateral Commission, the Freemasons, the Great Pyramids, and the dielectric game between the Democrats and Republicans and the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. It's an interesting connection.
But yeah, what's the name of it again?
Rule by Secrecy.
Rule by Secrecy, Jim Marrs, M-A-R-R-S, right?
That is correct.
Okay, good.
Okay, now, I'd like to briefly comment on two things, the hate crime legislation, and thank Ted Pike for coming on and his discussion. But I'd like to add a little something in addition. I'd like to go over the senators just briefly. Every Democratic senator voted for the hate crime legislation. It was Senate Amendment 3035 to H.R. 1585, the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2008. And the statement of purpose for the bill was to provide federal assistance to states, local jurisdictions, and Indian tribes to prosecute hate crimes and for other purposes. It's to supplement the state's actions, and if the states don't take sufficient actions, then it gives the federal government the right to come in. It's opening the door for increased control and power by the federal government.
That's right.
Very damaging. And I'd like to point out the 8 or 9 Republicans who joined the Democrats, all the Democrats, and the so-called 2 independents, Senator Lieberman, and the other senator, the one from Vermont, I forget his name at the moment, Sanders, Senator Sanders, a socialist.
Bernie Sanders?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now the yeas, Coleman, Gregg of New Hampshire, Coleman of Minnesota, Smith of Oregon, Specter of Pennsylvania, Collins of Maine, Lugar of Indiana. And I'd like to say about Lugar, he's also the big advocate for the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Right.
Voinovich of Ohio, Senator Warner of Virginia, and let's see, and there was one Republican senator who did not vote, and that was Senator John McCain of Arizona. Isn't that interesting?
He's campaigning. Well, he's campaigning, so he didn't want to vote.
Exactly. And what was so troubling, though, when they had the hearings, it was almost like in the description of Senator Kennedy and Senator Smith's rationale, they provided a little anecdotal examples, and you got to wonder, how does 0.5% or 1% of all the U.S. crimes in America justify such a play of words and so much attention and so many years of this hate crime legislation push and priority by the Democratic Party and the globalists? And to link it to the Military Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2008, it's even more troubling. It suggests, it implies, that the American military is full of bigots.
Yes.
And we have this homosexual paranoia and phobia, and as a veteran, I resent the attack. And the one example in the military that they use, they had to go back to 1992 to find an example to exploit. And that was involving Navy Seaman Alan Schindler. And the rampant, they claimed it was rampant bigotry in the military. Well, this the person who committed this heinous act against that seaman, Mr. Helvey, it was convicted of his crime, is now serving a life sentence in prison. There was no mention of that. But yet Senator Kennedy said, we cannot, quote, we cannot let another day, really hours, go by without this legislation. So, Jack, how does 1%, half of 1%, justify all of this priority and attention when we have 500,000 illegal aliens in prison for heinous crimes against American citizens? Where is their focus on protecting American citizens against those heinous crimes?
It's not, brother. It's ending the First Amendment. That's their focus, is ending the First Amendment.
Exactly.
That's their real push. Yeah.
Okay. And on the Law of Sea Treaty, I'd like to also mention today on WorldNet Daily, there's a good discussion. I'll be brief. Almost all the Democrats are in unanimous agreement with the Bush administration behind this convention. And President Reagan, going back to 1982, refused to sign that
the
bill. Because he realized the treaty undermined U.S. interest. And if you go into this article and look at the details, it even talks about people going, the link to Karl Marx, communism, and this speaker from Canada, a socialist who ran the World Federalists of Canada, Elizabeth Mann Borges, who passed away, I think, in 2002, but she stated, in January 1999, the World Ocean has been and is, so to speak, our great laboratory for making a new world order. And essentially, she argued that this convention would prohibit the ability of nuclear submarines from the U.S. and other nations to rove freely through the world's oceans.
That's right.
So how
right.
can these Democrats and the Bush administration want to undermine not only our national security, but undermine our military and our independence and our freedom to move throughout the oceans?
That's right. Well, that's called the New World Order, brother. That's the totalitarian nature of the New World Order. We're going to have to ask permission to do anything, and most of the time it will be denied.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And my last point, and I encourage...
Hey, brother, let me ask you, though. That's
yes.
good material you just brought up. I'd like to get it for my police newsletter that you just mentioned. Where can I get that?
You can get that on WorldNet Daily today.
Okay.
The article is titled, Law of Sea Treaty on Senate Fast Track.
Okay.
Bush
Good.
Administration pushing for ratification in the next 3 weeks.
Good deal. Okay.
You mentioned
yeah.
the hearing will be Thursday. I think they will push to put to move that out of the out off the floor very quickly because the deck is stacked.
Yeah.
There's hardly any opposition other than Senator Vitter and Senator DeMint. So, and this is going to be pushed just like the hate crime legislation.
We've got to get on the phones, buddy. We've got to get on the phones with millions of calls.
Absolutely.
And we don't have a Reverend Ted Pike to go forward and call all of these radio stations and everything. And so it's up to us, folks. It's up to us. Praise God for Ernie being there and keeping an eye on this stuff for us, Ernie.
Oh, thank you very
yeah.
much, Jack. And last thing, and I'll... because I know you have other callers and you want to talk about that other bill.
Okay.
Pastor Chuck Baldwin had a great article on Friday titled The Fix Is In, and it basically talks about the connection between the Bush family and the Clinton family and how the, you know, it's just a game and between the families, and they've controlled this country under their leadership for 20-some years. It will be past 30 years if Hillary gets elected president.
Uh-huh.
And apparently the powers that be want that to happen. But
right.
when you see where they're going, and Hillary and the Senate recently had a resolution sort of implying that we need to attack Iran, and instead of withdrawing from Iraq, as the voters had asked for, they're going full steam for a potential attack on Iran. And
that's
so we
right.
have this tag
yeah.
team that we're, no one's answering to the American people.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And thank
wow.
you. Thank
okay,
you for
brother.
All you do, Jack.
Hey, thank you, brother, too. We just appreciate you so much keeping us updated. God bless you and your wife.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye now. Okay, folks, my goodness gracious, I've got a not too good a thing about to occur here at our two police and military associations. I see a big truck coming in. Okay, all right, JG, just hang on a minute. I got a big truck pulling in with firewood up here. We're getting our firewood in, but my two attack Yorkies are about to go crazy, so pardon me, folks. If you hear my dogs barking, don't worry about it, because I'm thinking this guy's going to knock on our office door up here, and that'll set my attack Yorkies off. I'm just going to have to ignore it because, of course, we're on the radio. So let's go to JG now. JG in California, welcome to the program, brother.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, doing okay, doing well for a second anyway. Here they go.
How's the wife?
Well, she's...
doing well.
Back in Indiana, she's got her golf war sickness, but her favorite uncle just died 2 days
uh-oh.
Ago, and so she's back there for a few weeks.
So you're not down in Arizona now anyway?
No, praise God, I'm up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. I didn't like that down there in Arizona. The smog's so bad and the chemtrails were so bad. It's amazing. I don't know why they're bombing the illegal aliens down there in Phoenix.
They were
bombing them when I was down there. I came back with a chest problem, breathing problem. It was so bad down there.
You mean a chemical?
Yeah, they've got over 5 million illegal aliens in Phoenix and 3 million citizens there, and then they were bombing us with chemtrails the whole time I was there.
Oh, the chemtrail thing, right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but go right ahead, JG.
Yeah, I just I had a friend of mine that's in radio down in Illinois, who is one of the program directors, and he told me here about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I just got back to California, and he was telling me, did you know that Rush is retiring? I mean, not Rush, but, the guy on Sunday night, not Dustin, Derek, God, what's his name? The commentator on the internet? God, I never forget his name. Drudge, did you know he's retiring? From radio?
I didn't know it.
This is what a friend of mine told me 3 weeks ago. Now, today is September 30th. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, whether he's being threatened or what. But, and then also, the other thing I wanted to pass on, I heard another friend of mine that he told me that from my hometown in San Diego that Blackwater has got training camps in cities all over the country and that they're training people for border security. Did you know that?
Well, It's not border security. We've been told by our intel people in the military they're going to send these Blackwater murderers into the counties across America to take over the counties and lead the martial law under Homeland Security.
But I also heard, he told me anyway, this friend of mine in the State Department that it's supposed to as well be with border security, that the eventuality is to dissipate Border Patrol. You know, this is part of the,
It sure won't be stopping illegal aliens and terrorists coming in or Bush drug runners coming in. It'll be probably stopping us from getting out.
So I'm telling everybody, I just met a couple of people here where I'm staying that their relatives are going back into the police force in Florida. So I tried to give them your website. I met a young lady here today who is very into this stuff. So. I'm just saying that I'm spreading, you know, Vampire Killer, your police and military manual. And I probably talk to 10 or 20 kids between my phone, my insurance, and my bank every week. So I talk to 40 to 60 kids that are between 19 and 30 about everything about what we're doing on RBN Live and your organization, John Moore, thelibertyman.com.
Yeah,
Tex Mars website, my ex-boss on the AmericansBulletin.com. But anyway, I just wanted to pass on those two things. Did you get my message about what happened to Virginia Tech? Did you get my message? Did Carol pass on your message to what happened at Delaware about the shooting? I passed on that message. Did you get that from Carol?
I did not get that yet. No, I didn't get it.
Yeah, that happened last week, I guess, with those two kids that were shot at Delaware. I think it was Delaware. You heard about that, right?
I believe on their campus.
Yeah, it wasn't a major thing, but it was just another shooting. And, of course, you heard about the shooting here, the kid up here in one of the Northern California communities walked in with a gun to the high school. You heard about that, right?
Right,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, I got some other things to call you during the week, so I'll try to get a hold of you. You still got property up there in Kamei?
Oh, yeah, sure do. And we're getting more good Christian people moving in all the time, praise God. But they're beginning to realize that they don't want to be in the population centers when this martial law is declared.
Are you pretty sure, Jack? I mean, is that from your contacts that we're probably – is that more than a probable scenario?
More than a probable scenario, yes. Now, we're praying to God he stops them. But if God doesn't stop them, they're going to have us under martial law, and they hope to have it sooner than later, you know. That's coming from our intel people in the military, too.
I understand. Is that before the 30 months when the North American Union takes over, or is that, would you say it'll take place after January 1st of 2010?
I'm not sure. There's all kinds of speculation.
We have to be ready, okay.
Bush would like to do it right away, we're praying that God will bind his hands and he won't be able to.
Exactly, I know. Yeah. We have to keep praying for it. Well, that's all I wanted to do, Jack, so I'll let you get in, and I'll be in touch with you in a week or two then.
Okay, brother. God bless you.
God bless.
Take care.
All
right. Bye-bye now. Okay, folks. I've got somebody hammering on my door out there, Don't know when we're going to come up on another break. If we are here, I think we are. My dogs are going crazy, as you can hear. Sorry about that interruption. But, folks, I want to get you over to newswithviews.com again and read about how the government is trying to take the guns away from our returning vets here. Dr. Lori Roth, R-O-T-H, good Jewish lady, professor, Dr. Lori Roth, has written an article September 21st, 2007, newswithviews.com. And she says, thank you so much, so much, you vets, for serving your country, for losing your arms and legs, and for coming home and working through nightmares and depressions. Thank you for saving us from having to face hell and danger that you did. Oh, by the way, as a tangible way of honoring you, your heroic faithfulness to our country, we plan to take your guns away. That's right, folks. Any of you vets who have had post-traumatic stress disorder, even in its mildest forms, which my wife has, by the way, are in the viewfinder of Senator Charles Schumer and Republican Representative Carol McCarthy to have their guns taken away. I hear the music, folks. We'll be right back with you after the break and finish this up. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Okay, folks, back here on the Officer Jack McElam program. Just a few minutes left here. 2 minutes left, matter of fact, something like that. Want to get through this. My wife is one of these people, soldiers from the first Gulf War that has PTSD, the mildest form. She can't sleep very well at night, has nightmares and so forth. This thing is called H.R. House Resolution 2640, legislation which would forbid you owning guns if you have been diagnosed in any way with post-traumatic stress disorder. It gets even better, folks. If you are a child and diagnosed with ADHD, this un-American legislation from hell would permanently take away a person's right to own a weapon in the USA. They're trying to disarm our vets, folks, because they're scared to death of them. They know when they put us under martial law and start kicking our doors in and taking your children and sending them to these re-education camps where the pedophiles will rule and putting some of us up against the wall and shooting our brains out because we're on the red list, as shown ourselves to be patriots and be against the Antichrist system being set up, and then taking away some of your family members to re-education camps, including your children, then they're afraid our military, our vets, are going to stand up and fight, which I pray is true. I pray that's true. So, folks, we need to get this stopped, this legislation, H.R. 2640. We need to get it stopped. We need to call our representatives, senators, and tell them do not pass H.R. 2640. It's such a disgrace against. That guy's back beating on my door again here, folks. You can hear my dogs going crazy. But anyway, we have to get it stopped because it's going to be spread. We now have about 100,000 soldiers, folks, that have had brain injuries, actually because of explosions over there. And it's going to be also them if they've had a brain injury and they can no longer serve, they will not be able to have a gun. So they're trying to disarm our vets, folks. So please, I ask you to get a hold of your senators. I'm sorry, this is a House resolution. It's the House, the Congress. And tell the House members, your congressmen, do not pass 2640, House Resolution 2640. It's totally un-American legislation. And would permanently take away the person's right to own a weapon in the USA, that soldier that has fought for this country. And so I hope you'll do that. Let's see. We've got Flora on the line. Let's go to Flora real quick, Flora. Go right ahead. We're just about totally out of time, sister.
Well, I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over your home right this minute, and I bind that filthy. There's a monster something. Bind it. I don't mean to be fanatical, but you remember, Jack, you're a servant of Christ. All you have to do is say his word out loud, and he'll help you.
Okay.
Be
Thank
in
you,
peace.
Sister.
I plead
Lord bless
the blood.
You. Appreciate
you.
It. Thank you. God bless you now. Folks, that's it for today. God bless you. Have a great week. And don't forget, let's get involved. Let's call our congressmen and senators and get these things stopped. Lord bless you. Have a great week. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.
It's true.